the Turkish bath. Holmes and I had a weakness for the Turkish bath. It was over a smoke in the pleasant lassitude of the drawing room that I found him less reticent and more human than anywhere else. On the upper floor of the Northumberland Avenue establishment, there's an isolated corner where two couches lie side by side. And it was on these that we lay upon September the 3rd, 1902, the day when my narrative begins. Dr. John H. Watson, in The Illustrious Client. Turkish baths were popular from the moment they were introduced to the British Isles. Leslie Klinger writes in the new annotated Sherlock Holmes that they were introduced to London society by David Urquhart, a diplomat who served at the British Embassy in Turkey from 1831 to 1837. In the ensuing years of the 19th century, some 600 establishments opened in Britain, with 100 located in London. Some were attached to existing municipal bathing facilities, so the middle classes were not excluded from the benefits of the Turkish bath. This was an important factor, since many homes at the time did not have bathing facilities. The baths were regarded as health spas and were believed to have a positive effect on total physical well-being. As Dr. Watson noted in The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax, "But why Turkish?" asked Mr. Sherlock Holmes. "Because for the last few days I've been feeling rheumatic and old. A Turkish bath is what we call an alternative in medicine, a fresh starting point, a cleanser of the system." The Turkish bath commences with relaxation in a room, known as the warm room, that is heated by a continuous flow of hot, dry air, allowing the bather to perspire freely. Bathers may then move to an even hotter room, known as the hot room, where they wash in cold water. After performing a full body wash and receiving a massage, bathers finally retire to the cooling room or drying room for a period of relaxation. Some of the facilities were quite luxurious and boasted Royal Doulton basins, exotic tilework, and even minarets on their architecture. The Turkish bath favoured by Holmes and Watson was the Northumberland Avenue establishment, known as the Charing Cross Baths or Neville's, according to Jack Tracy in his Encyclopedia Sherlockiana. There had been Turkish baths here since 1871, but the present building was opened by the Neville's in 1895. It is still possible to get some idea of the opulence of one of Neville's 9 London Turkish baths by visiting the restaurant which now occupies their former New Broad Street site. Ladies enjoyed equally luxurious but separate facilities from the gentlemen, often at the same locations. I must say that the accommodations for ladies, albeit smaller than those for men, were lush and lovely. Recipes. Easy Turkish delight. Yield 1¾ pounds. Recipes for these delectable confections were brought back from Turkey by the Crusaders. The 19th century introduction of corn syrup and man-made gelatin made it possible for these candies to be made cheaply. Early references to them in English were called lumps of delight. 19th century English jelly candies of all sorts were called Turkish delights, beginning in 1877. Ingredients: 3 envelopes of unflavored gelatin, 2 cups of sugar, 1/8 of a teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of water, add some rose water to taste to make up the cup, 1 tablespoon of lemon or 1 teaspoon of orange juice, 1 teaspoon of lemon or 1 teaspoon of orange rind, grated, red food colouring, powdered sugar. Mode: mix the gelatin, sugar and salt in a heavy pot. Add water. Bring to a slow boil and simmer without stirring for 10 minutes. Remove from the heat and stir in the juice and rind. Add a few drops of food colouring to turn the mixture a light pink. Taste for flavour. You may desire to add a bit more juice. Pour into an 8-inch square pan which has been rinsed in cold water but not dried. Chill overnight. Cut into squares and roll each in powdered sugar.